Australian and South African authorities boarded a Uruguayan-flagged ship yesterday that has been the object of a most dramatic chase across the high seas of the southern Atlantic. The hunt began 3 weeks ago when the fishing vessel encroached on remote waters off Australia. Authorities there suspected it of poaching a boatload of rare Patagonian toothfish, otherwise known as Chilean sea bass, a favorite in restaurants from London to Los Angeles, but in the wild, rapidly being depleted. Ian MacDonald is Australia's fisheries minister. He says once the chase was on, it became the longest in Australian maritime history and involved ships from Uruguay, Britain, South Africa, and Australia, all of them winding through some of the world's most difficult seas.
Mountainous seas, at times 20 to 30 meter waves, very, very cold conditions, 15 to 20 degrees below zero, gale force winds, ice flows everywhere, and at places icebergs of the size that would easily sink the Titanic.
The Patagonian toothfish is much prized and much pirated. A National Environmental Trust report says nearly 80% of Patagonian toothfish are poached. Australia's Fisheries Minister MacDonald hopes yesterday's capture will focus world opinion and action on criminal gangs that illegally trade rare or endangered species. MacDonald says if tougher actions aren't taken, the Patagonian toothfish could be in even worse trouble.
And so if illegal fishing continues at this rate, another species will disappear from this planet within the next 10 years.
Chilean sea bass can cost as much as $15 a pound in the market, and this particular boat held more than $3 million worth of cargo. With a catch like that, authorities and poachers may battle it out for years to come.